Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
A La Nina weather pattern is keeping it warm and dry this fall in many areas. In the panhandle of Nebraska, Cody Creech, University of Nebraska Extension Dryland Cropping Specialist, says while it's been mostly dry, the moisture around the end of October did help.
Really a game changer, especially for the folks up in the northern part of the panhandle. They were so dry, so that was really important for that wheat up in that area to have good emergence. We do see a better stand and a more uniform stand in the southern panhandle where we had a lot better moisture at planting. Most folks planted into moisture in that area.
The warm weather is also not conducive for winter wheat, which is bred for a cold, dormant period.
What we really like to see is we like to see that wheat crop get shut off and go dormant for the winter. You know, when it shuts down, it's going to stop using moisture. These periods warm enough that the wheat could potentially keep growing. While that is good for that wheat that might have been planted late, that wheat that's already up and going, there's really no benefit.
Creech says that there could also be some ramifications in terms of disease issues. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the latest look now, the National Weather Service forecast for early to mid-December.
There's no end in sight of the mild weather that is affecting much of the country. In fact, above normal temperatures will dominate the nation, the greatest likelihood of warm conditions extending from California through the central and southern Great Plains. Meanwhile, we do expect to see a bit of an increase in precipitation in parts of the country. The Northwest will remain wet, but we'll also see some of that wetness extending further east across the northern tier of the country, and then southward into parts of the Ohio Valley and the interior southeast. At the same time, drier than normal conditions expected from December 7th through the 13th, from Southern California to the central and southern Great Plains, very consistent with a La Nina-type signal in the atmosphere.
The Department of Agriculture Tuesday announced the theme and program for the 98th Agricultural Outlook Forum, a virtual event that's going to be held February 24th and 25th, 2022. The 22 forum theme is New Paths to Sustainability and Productivity Growth, and the program will focus on innovations to minimize the environmental footprint and ensure sustainability while improving crop yield. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says, I look forward to discussing with sector leaders how we can work on climate smart solutions that will improve the profitability and resilience of agricultural producers and open new market opportunities. If you would like to register to go to the event, you can visit the Agricultural Outlook Forum website to register and learn more. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.